Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We need to talk about what is happening in the United States, because wherever I look, I see articles and thoughts about and concerns about some issue that they are facing. Ooh, maybe I shouldn't say that, but they're currently battling a major cyclospora outbreak, and that is linked to fresh produce, apparently. So we wanted to understand what this is. Apparently, it's I mean, I hate the term. They're using the term explosive diarrhea. I mean, diarrhea and explosive should not be used in the same sentence, but that's okay. It's not for me to police that. Professor Lisa Corsten, co-director of DSI Center for Excellence in Food Security, chair of the International Society for Plant Pathology Global Task Force on Food Security. A very, very good morning to you. How serious is this?
Well, first of all, if you get it, it's serious. It's miserable and horrible.
Right.
That's all I can say. Nobody wants it. And for us in South Africa, it's not common, but I'm going to explain something why I'm saying it.
Great.
It's sort of a in the background disease that occurs naturally at a certain percentage. And it's a very important story, because we talk about a cyclospora season, which means it's got annual frequencies. So if it's non-endemic in countries such as the USA, then you end up with having these incredible outbreaks where it's suddenly in the news and it's all over the show. And it's a matter of time before they pick it up and they can figure out what's the origin, how do we stop it.
Right.
And for us in Africa, and specifically South Africa, it's got a so-called more endemic status. South Africa and Peru, for instance.
Mm.
So in our case, it's sort of constantly in the background. It's a baseline, very low. And we talk about approximately 7.2%, meaning that it's consistently circulating within the population.
Right.
And particularly we talk about rainy seasonal spikes.
Right.
So it means every now and then someone may get it, and you may think it's just a tummy bug or tummy flu, and you ignore it. So it's not necessary that it'll be explosive in the news like in the USA.
Right. Does that also mean, if it's endemic, let's say, to South Africa, does it mean that over the years we build up a tolerance to it at more mild levels? Or is it just the actual bacteria itself that that doesn't achieve the I don't know, aggression that we're seeing in the US?
I think, you know, it's constantly in nature. You know, microbes are everywhere. Nature select. Mm. That's the first thing. And then secondly, I must tell you, it's not a bacteria. We talk about a protozoan parasite.
Okay.
If I can.
No, it's important. It's important to correct me, because you know, we need to know these things accurately.
Yeah. It's sort of part of the eukaryotes. And a bacteria is part of the prokaryotes.
Right.
And a protozoa is actually also still a single cell. Actually like a little human body on its own, but in a single little cell with its own little organelles and nucleus. Quite a fascinating little, very difficult to identify, to track and trace. So we don't have good systems really to monitor. And we do have some people that can work with them. But as with all bacteria and microbes, they might what we call so-called microscopic. So they're small. You know, you can think of about 8 to 10 micrometers. It's about a tenth of your hair. It's just teeny, weeny, weeny small.
Right.
And it's difficult to see, and it's parasitic in nature, which means they cannot live long. They need a host to reproduce within. And once they're within the host, they actually steal the nutrients. So they they're real little parasites, and but they aren't present in our country. And yes, I think we've got a natural levels of resistance towards them. But we don't have, what we do have in America, and it's usually associated with these massive production systems and the big outbreaks we've had in America, particularly the ones associated with spinach, the previous one, and that was more bacteria, foodborne pathogen kind of space. They were associated then with all the food goes to a central big processing plant, and from there it gets distributed throughout the country. So we don't have the same kind of food distribution system as that they have in America. So if you have one contaminated farm and it goes into these big cycles and it gets distributed throughout the country, you have many people exposed to it. Our systems are smaller. We have, you know, different supply chain systems. And I think we talk about the fecal route, which means the pathway from where it was to end up in your body, is very different. And I think that's the same for when you go to Peru, we pick it up, and etc. So yes, for South Africa and, you know, India, Peru, we do have different, obviously, defense systems.
Yes.
We know that from traveler's sickness.
I was going to ask you about that, because we were talking about Indian street food the other day on the show, and we were saying, I witnessed a scene where somebody was selling fruit on the side of the road, and somebody else came to shout at him. I didn't understand the language and what he was saying, but it was clear he was gesturing at the fruit, and what the vendor did was take a bucket, bend down, take water from the gutter, and throw it over the fruit to give it a shiny, shiny thing. And I thought, oh my word, if anybody eats that, I mean, if I eat that, I'm dead. But how are people... I was thought, like, how are people here going to eat it? And I was just wondering, like, in terms of tolerance that people build up.
Yeah. So, yes, we do have a different, you know, there's a lot of talk now about a microbiome. We all love talking about it. The microbiome is sort of the number one topic.
Yes.
And we actually study the microbiome in the water, in the soil, on the crop, and in the human gut. Now we even link it to Alzheimer's and dementia and all the diseases you can. You know, it's sort of the top topic of the time now. But what we do know is that there's always a core microbiome. So nature's full of different microorganisms, and they live together in harmony. And some of them are what we would call the bad microbes. And when conditions turn favorably for them, they outcompete the others, who keeps a natural balance, and then particularly the ones that you don't really want that you don't want to get exposed to, and they take over and you get sick. So if one of these specific ones, Listeria or Salmonella, gets in, you really get sick. You can die.
Absolutely.
So
we
understand that dynamic.
Yes. I'm sorry, we actually do need to, they gesturing to me in studio because we are over time, and it's such a pity because it is such an important and great conversation, but we do need to leave it there. Professor Lisa Corsten, thank you for your information, co-director at DSI Center for Excellence in Food Security and chair at the International Society for Plant Pathology Global Task Force on Food Security.